definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there. You're listening to The Martin Chronicles, a six-part Mars Corp miniseries written, produced, and edited by Definitely Human, and performed by Derek Elwood. This miniseries is dedicated to all our gorgeous patrons who support Definitely Human Productions. If you are a fan of Mars Corp and want more of it, visit us at patreon.com/definitelyhuman and become a patron. We have already raised enough to produce monthly Mars Corp mini episodes. With your help, we could produce a second season. Plus, you will also get early access to new projects as well as exclusive content. A huge thank you to everyone who has supported Mars Corp. We love you. Goodbye.
If you should ever leave me, while life would still go on, believe me, Mars could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? Hello! You're listening to Radio Martin Man, bringing you all the best musical hits from a cold, dead planet. This is Base Manager Martin Mann. The date is Sunday, December 18th, 2507. This is my first entry for a few days because, well, it's been a pretty big week for me. A real biggie. The probe that was sent to scan Earth a few months ago to find out why we haven't been able to contact them started sending back data on Monday. It wasn't good. There was total radio silence from the planet for the whole journey, and when it got closer, it started sending back images. When I saw the ones of the dark side of the planet, the nighttime side, I felt sick. There was just darkness, no cities, no lights, just darkness. That was when I knew it was all over. I knew the signs weren't good. But there was a bit of me that hoped. I hoped that maybe there was another explanation for the silence, that they moved on to some other type of communication or something. That's me, old-fashioned Martin, trying to listen to the radio, stupid old Martin, stupid 440-year-old Martin. No. There were no radio signals because there's no civilization. And there was no civilization because there were no people. I know what you're thinking. Did the animals finally take over? That was my first thought too, but no, there are no animals either. There's nothing. Nothing at all for me there now except a short and unpleasant life. Better than a long and unpleasant life, right?
London. Oh, how nice it would be to take a stroll on Hampstead Heath in the evening, quiet, alone in the wide open space, watching the sunset. Sure, I wouldn't last long, but would I swap this place, this metal and plastic prison, breathing nothing but recycled oxygen? The only view to greet you is that horrible, barren, brown dump of a planet. Would I swap this for a week, a day on Earth? In a moment!
Gary and Alison are gone. I mean, obviously I knew they were gone after 400 years. But before, it felt like they still lived on in a way. I mean, if the world that they lived in was still there, with the places they lived and worked in still thriving, then I could imagine them. The lives they might have lived after I left. But I can't now. What Earth is now is not their Earth. That's gone, and they're gone with it. It feels like everything ended the day I said goodbye. I can't imagine their futures. It's hard to really picture them at all. My tablet was damaged in the journey, so I don't have any photos. It's strange. The two people I looked at, I mean really looked at, more than any other, and it's like I can't quite see them in my mind. I can see bits of them for moments. Alison's smile when I first asked her out. I can see Gary's eyes when we first brought him home from hospital and he looked at me. I can picture bits of them for moments, but when I try to put it all together and see them in total as a whole, it doesn't quite come together. I think it's getting harder too with time. It's like the moments I go to when I think of them are getting fewer. Like the others are disappearing. Or maybe not, maybe they never existed. Maybe what I'm remembering never happened the way I think it did. Maybe I've already forgotten all the real moments. But there is one thing I'll never forget, Alison. Your beautiful smile. And that insane ass of yours, oh lordy, it turned me into a believer, and the rest of your smoking hot bod, oh, I've tried dating a couple of Martians, but when you're used to enjoying the finest wine the bootleg carver I find here just doesn't quite cut it, I guess it's a life of celibacy now, celibacy, and lots of masturbation, so. It looks like Martin the Immortal is the last Earthling alive. Well, at least as far as I know. And yes, I know about the lot from Earth still in their suspended animation pods scattered around the base, but they don't count. I was considering waking some of them up, you know, for company. It would be nice to have a fellow Earthling to chat-et with. Oh, how we could reminisce about the music, the food, the traffic. Wind. I decided against it in the end. Waking someone up and having to tell them everything they knew and loved is gone would be a real bummer for me. Plus, what if they turned out to be a total a-hole? No, I think leave them be for now. Besides, I've got myself a new companion. His name's Baxter, and...
Martin, you requested me.
Oh, you scared me, Baxter. No, I have no need of you right... Actually, could you go to the bar and get me a nice ice-cold jug of Sauvignon Blanc?
Yes, sir.
He's a great help. Could do with being a bit perkier, but saves me having to dash about the base so much. No, now I can focus on what's important. Getting absolutely hammered. Because why not? No Earth, no Happiness Inc., no boss. I'm in charge and I can do whatever the hell I want. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Da-da-da-da. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.